Let me thank you, my dear audience, for being so kind to come here despite the storm which might have moved your clothes and your minds. Today, I would like to go with all of you on a little journey. We will actually try to meditate today, or investigate or research today, what it could mean to apply our emotions, our feelings, to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Queen Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam prays to Lord Krishna that those who are bewildered by mundane wealth, by education, by physical beauty, and finally by there's a fourth attachment, a high birth, they cannot approach you with feeling. To approach Krishna with sincere feelings of dependency and surrender is necessary if you want to chant the holy name. Those who have listened to classes which I give have often heard me telling you about this one very moving pastime of Draupadi speaking with Krishna. I would like to summarize this pastime for you. After Draupadi was almost disrobed in public, and only saved in the very last minute, she met Lord Krishna. And she said to Lord Krishna a question which I believe many of us have asked, maybe in different wordings. My dear Lord, why did you come so late, only in the last minute? And Lord Krishna answers this. And he gives an answer which is particularly interesting for our seminar today. In this answer, he will highlight that he only listens to a devotee's calling out for him if this calling out to him is done with sincere feelings of dependency. A cold heart, a cold mechanical chanting will not impress the Lord of Love. He says, Draupadi, in the beginning, when you saw that they were coming to disrobe you, you called my name, but you turned to Grandfather Bhishma and said, you are the grandsire of both the Pandavas and the Kauravas. Say one word to stop this. Didn't you turn to Bhishma? Yes, said Draupadi. But afterwards you could have come. No. Then you chanted, Hey Govinda. But you really turned to Dronacharya. You said, Drona, can you stand by while this injustice is done in the public? A queen is disrobed. What is with your dharma? So Krishna says, Draupadi, I thought during this time, yes, she's chanting my name, but she really turns to Drona. Let Drona help. Yes, but afterwards you could have come. Draupadi, then you turn to all the Then you turn to Dhritarashtra, you even turn to Duryodhana, the rascal, to save you. Then finally, you turn to all the kings. I thought, why? I am not called. Let the kings, let Duryodhana, let Dhritarashtra, let them save Draupadi. Only in the very end, you threw out your arms and you called, "Hey, Govinda!" And then I knew I was called. And then I came and I saved you. Krishna wants that his devotees turn to him not only with their words, but with their hearts. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, the chanting shouldn't only be lip deep, it should be heart deep. Heart deep means with emotions. How often have we talked about improving our chanting? How often have we thought about this? Today we will make a very special japa retreat improvement super empowerment workshop. Today we will also die. You will see what that is. And today I wish your full participation. This japa workshop, if you are fully with us, you will be so enlivened that you will tell it to your kids and kin and posterity. If someone makes such an advertisement, then he really should deliver the goods. So let us see what will come today. I would like to ask you, what do you consider the most essential element when chanting Hare Krishna?
Bringing the mind back.
To where?
To the name.
To the name. Whenever it goes, pull it back.
Attentiveness.
Feeling for the Lord.
Prayer.
To have an affectionate disposition, pulanama, for the name, I'm sorry. This is very good. All of your contributions are very, are certainly valuable. I would say everything is really valuable, but in the beginning, let us look on concentration. It's a little bit the point which Mahojwala made, that if we wander off with our thoughts while chanting, which happens, then we should call it back. Yata yata nishchalati tata tata so and so, says Krishna in the Gita. What this means is, wherever the mind wanders due to its restless nature, from there one must certainly pull it back and bring it under the control of the self. This shloka is especially true when it comes to chanting, also other practices, but in chanting. We hear that all the blockers of the holy name, there are sun blockers and there are mercy blockers, all the blockers or offenses of the against the holy name are stemming from inattention while chanting the holy name. There's a beautiful little quote which I would like to read to you, which tells you what concentrated chanting can bring about. The quote goes, is from a letter of Srila Prabhupada to one disciple. When we chant, we must concentrate our mind on the sound vibration, and in that way everything will be revealed one after another. And then Prabhupada says, what are the revelations which will come as you chant with full concentration? Listen to this. The form, the qualities, the pastimes, etc. of the Lord. You will actually see the Lord in your meditative eye. You will become overwhelmed by his qualities, how he is the friend of the devotees, and you will ultimately enter in something like a spiritual vision of his divine pastimes. No need any longer to go to cinemas. And this is the way of cultivating spiritual realization. In my own imperfect way, I remember our childhood days. During our childhood days, we made experiments on concentration of energy. We took a magnifying glass, hold it in the sun, and then put it the light which appeared, or the ray of light, on a piece of paper. And as we kept it long enough focused, the piece of paper would burst out into flames. Who has done this as a child? Oh, very good. We are in one boat. We are having the same experiences. You need to just hold it long enough and in the right aimed angle, and then it burns. Wow! And you call all your friends, and it's a celebration, and so on. This is a little example which I would like to use in talking of the benefits of concentration. As you focus, you lose mental energy, the mind, on the holy name. The holy name all of a sudden will burst out into a divine revelation of Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities and pastimes. You will actually behold this in your heart. It is not something which is only, let us say, coming in the later stages of devotional service. You can actually experience this when you concentrate. Most of the children who try this, they stay with the practice only for some time, and when it doesn't work, they do something else, like eating sweets and so on. But those who keep it long enough there will actually be able to behold this. Srila Gorkhasodas Babaji dictated once a letter to one of his disciples, and he said that anyone who, while chanting the holy name, concentrates his mind on the letters of the holy name, will for sure experience how the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, come out of the letters of the holy name. This is a common practice amongst devotees in Krishna consciousness. It's called the Traktakya meditation, where you focus your mind. Yogis usually do it on a candle flame and experience how the thoughts become concentrated and very powerful and can be directed. The bhakti yogis, or our devotees, do this on the letters of the holy name. Those who wish to know a little bit more about this practice can do so by requesting some audio material of previous workshops which we have given on the Traktaka meditation, where we explained it at length and gave many different practices. But today I will not dwell so much on this because it is a beginner's stage and we are in the holy Dham and we want to try today some more advanced practices. Here I will only do like this. I would like now to make an experiment with you where you all chant a little bit the Hare Krishna mantra with me, and while you chant you look on the letter on the words of the mantra or the names of the mantra. When you chant Hare, your attention is here. When you chant Krishna, it goes here. When you go to Hare, it goes here, and so on and so forth. In other words, you chant and you read the mantra, but you read it with concentration. You really go into it with your mind, the letters. You will need this exercise to profit from the other more advanced techniques which we will learn, where we will actually try to access feelings of devotion for the holy name. So kindly take your I would suggest we do it without Japamala. We will only do it for a certain time so that you can really give your attention only to this practice, and that I pull you a little bit out of your ordinary chanting routine, which is maybe something which you wish to improve, this ordinary chanting routine. So, okay. Are you ready? Can you please sit as straight as it is permissible for you? By the way, I must also do this, otherwise you won't. I will now chant the Hare Krishna mantra alone. Alone means I will not chant it together with you, and for one time, just to give you the pace. And then when I will give you this signal, you are requested to kindly chant together in one voice. We will become one voice addressing the Lord, Srimati Radharani, and you will be requested to look at the letters. Whenever the mind goes somewhere else, please do not become disturbed. Please do not become frustrated. Then just bring it back to this practice. Is the idea clear? You're not sure if everyone can read it. So what should we do? Is the electricity going? Shift it somewhere else? It's because of light or why, you are not sure? Heads. Can you make it higher in some ways?
Just, or maybe if everyone sits on the floor. Can
you all see? No. Then maybe those who cannot see can come and sit here. I'm so comfortable on my seat, please. No. Again means a long time. Can we maybe place it on something? There is a Vyasa-san. On the table, that's a very good... Yes, why not? On the table, that's a good idea. No, try to put it on the table, please. and praying that it works. It works. So there is an exercise which I could do now if you wish, where I concentrate totally with my mind that this thing falls down and it would fall down, but I will not do it. But that's how powerful the mind is when once you concentrate your mind. Krishna, that's all right. Can everyone see the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? Does everyone understand what we are going to do now? Who does not understand it? Everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. The next stage will be an increased concentration. Here you will actually look at the Hare Krishna sign, and your mind will try to enter the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare. You will try to really bring your mind there. For some of us, this is a little difficult because we are not really used to put our heart and mind into our perceptions. We are very much going on the automatic pilot because we are working on habitual modes. That is not wrong, but here this is not useful. Try to really concentrate. That means bring your mind to Hare. Bring your mind to Rama. And the best is, according to Srila Prabhupada, to bring it into the sound. We will chant together again. This time we will chant a little longer. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. I must say I'm very impressed. You are really, it's a very focused energy in the room, which is impressive after some of you did not take a noon rest. So now we will go one step further, and here it will become a little difficult, and we might lose about half of the group today. What we will do is we will close our eyes and we will try to chant while visualizing in our mind's eye the letters of the mantra. How this visualization works, I will do with one little experiment. I will now give you little tasks, I will make this sound, and then I will say a word, and then you should allow a picture to come from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. Some picture. You will see something will come. So please close your eyes. Sit in one straight line. And now you will open up your capability to see with your inner eye. Please visualize a mridanga drum. See it, the shape, the straps, maybe the left side or the right side. Please visualize the clouds on a stormy Mayapur afternoon. Storm clouds over Mayapur. Please visualize Mother Ganga. Please visualize an Italian pizza with caperis. Cheese. Please visualize the beautiful forms of Radha Madhava and the Ashta Sakis, eight gopis, during the morning greetings. Please visualize the big, merciful eyes of Lord Gauranga of the newly installed Panchatattvas. When you are ready, please open your eyes again. Now we will have some pictures come. It's easy, isn't it? It's something which we are a talent which we have as children and which usually goes down when we grow up and we are not careful that they do not steal the pictures from us. They means the materialistic civilization. Now I would request you all to close your eyes as we are chanting and visualize the names of the Hare Krishna mantra. Just try to see them before. It's not so easy for every one of us. So whenever you lose it, you are encouraged to open your eyes momentarily and try to see the beautiful writing of our talented writer. Yes, you can take help, in other words, from this mantra sign. We will start immediately all together. Please don't speed up the chanting. There's a reason why we do it a little slow. Just stay with the group. We are one voice calling to Krishna. When you're ready, please close your eyes. It helps if you sit straight. And if you lose the visualization, there's absolutely no harm and no problem. Please then open the eyes again and take help from the colorful board before you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much. When Srila Prabhupada talked about concentration on the holy name, he did not talk so much about this Traktaka meditation. It's a Gaudiya practice, and I know that Srila Prabhupada had mantra cards, and I know that when I was growing up in Krishna consciousness, we would look and practice focusing our gaze at the mantra as we were chanting. But Prabhupada talked more about something which we will do now. This was only something to prepare us, or yes, prepare us or equip us to do this. Prabhupada would really mention that we should focus on the sound vibration alone. We will do this now, and I recommend that although this can help you, and you know, looking and so on, that as your ultimate goal in chanting, you try to focus or go into the sound of the holy name. You will see it's much easier now than in the beginning, because your mind has gone through a few exercises and is now more willing to focus. And this is what we are going to do. Also, I would encourage you to, for concentration, to either close the eyes totally or just have it open a little bit like this. You know, where you really are not in the seeing modus, but you have not closed the eyes. Because, yes, we hear that when we close the eyes, we sometimes fall asleep, human beings. Okay, so now the sound vibration, and only the sound vibration. Try to either have the eyes totally closed or half closed. Are we supposed to see the words? No. At this stage, we are just hearing or focusing our mind on the sound, not on the forms of the names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Some of you are coming into a mood and feel that they should accelerate a little and chant faster. This is good during your japa, but for now please remain a little slow. You will later understand why it is easier. Okay, please again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. We can now put this mantra sign in the other side. Have you ever gotten a love letter, and have you ever repeatedly read a love letter? Have you ever relished a kiss? There is a verse by Rupa Goswami in the Padyavali which alludes to these things. Oh, when will I repeat your holy name? Again and again, just like a lover reads the love letter of his beloved again and again. And when will I find the holy name as relishable as a materialist finds the lips of a young girl relishable? Why this verse? Is this verse there to shock us poor Hare Krishnas? No. This verse is there to focus our attention on a deeper dimension in chanting Hare Krishna. We have now taken to a mechanical process of focusing the mind, which comes from the yoga tradition. We are bhakti yogis. When we feel love, our mind is more easily focused. It's not so difficult. It happens automatically. There was once a great yogi who had tried for many years to focus his mind on chanting mantras. I do not know which particular mantra he chanted. On one night, he learned more about concentration than during many years of yoga practice. He was sitting in the forest and he was chanting his mantra with trying to concentrate himself when he heard someone walking down the forest path in the middle of the night. And as he looked, who could this be? He saw a young lady dressed for a rendezvous hurrying down the path. The lady stepped over him and continued her walk undisturbed. Then 6 hours later, she came back the same path. The yogi was still sitting there. Someone had just walked over him. I was still a little shocked. And now this lady came, her clothes were in disarray, as it is after a meeting in the night, and saw him and paid her most humble obeisances. He said, "Ari, why didn't you do it the first time? Why did you step over me the first time?" "Oh," said the girl, "you were here when I came? I didn't see you. I'm very sorry." "Yes, you walked over me." "No, I can't imagine. I didn't see you." The yogi said, "Of what were you thinking when you came the first time?" And the young lady answered, "I was only thinking of my lover. My mind was fixed." So the yogi said, "Oh, far out. It's easier for her than for me. She is with her emotions with an object, and I am trying to concentrate on an object." So as I was walking 4 days ago through the Mayapur in the night, not in the complete night, it was darkness, and I was on my way home, I saw an old friend of me riding with a bicycle coming towards me, and I was really happy to see him, and I made signs, but he didn't see me and passed by me on his bicycle. I felt at first a little bit hurt. Do I look so old now that he doesn't recognize me? Or maybe I did something wrong? But then I called after him when he was already 15 meters past and said, "Hey!" And I called his name. Now I will call him Krishnadas. "Hey, Krishnadas!" He turned around. "Oh, Maharaj! Please accept my humble obeisances." And he was very happy to see me. And I said, "Krishnadas, just tell me one thing. You didn't see me?" "No, no." "Krishnadas, on what were you thinking when you were riding on your bicycle?" "Oh, I was thinking, Maharaj, of my little daughter at home. She's only 3 years and she needs me to fall asleep." You know, mothers or fathers, they need to go with a little baby in the bed and then pretend they fall asleep, and then it works with the baby, isn't it? Mahojwala knows this. And they can't, someone must be there, isn't it? So I'm a little late, and my little girl is needing me, and I was, you know, he expressed this with great anxiety. You could see his heart was so much with this little girl. And I said, oh, I understand. I said, "Very good. I just go immediately. We will see each other tomorrow. The girl needs you. Fast, fast." And then a tear came in my eye, and I thought, if I could think like this on Krishna when I chant, then everything would be so easy. He didn't see me. The girl didn't see the yogi on the path, because their emotions were binding their minds with the heart, with a good knot of love or gratefulness or affection towards the object. I was thinking like this in my mind. So he told me a very good lesson, and I took this point today in the thing, and I want to now try to help all of us to somehow bring our emotions to our practice. I'm looking at the clock, and I think it is a good idea to make a little pause now so that we can relax a little bit and focus a little, maybe take care of our bodies using bathrooms which are available nearby, and thinking a little bit. And then I would request you to be so kind to be in 20 minutes back here in the room. This will be, according to this watch, 5:30. Yes. 5:06, yes. And again, we will request Sada Shiva to give us a ring. When you hear this signal, it means you have 30 more seconds to come into the thing. I'm joking. Please come. Hare Krishna.